The epistle for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, and if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only, and not in another. For every one shall bear his own burden, and let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, and of the flesh also shall reap corruption, but he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Luke chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a great multitude of the city was with her. Whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier. And they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a great fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God hath visited his people." Please be seated. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We recall from last Sunday, we had the words of St. Paul reminding us of the fact that we should walk in the Spirit of God, because there is this battle that goes on amongst us between the flesh and then the Spirit. And so St. Paul tells us that we must try to walk in the Spirit if we want to be pleasing to Almighty God. Now on this 15th Sunday again, St. Paul reminds us that we must live by the Spirit. The Spirit of God. He says, "For what a man sows, he shall reap," which is evident for all of us. For those that maybe are farmers or different things, the things that you sow, well, then you will reap later on. But I think for any of us to consider in our own spiritual lives, you know, what is it that we are sowing? Are we sowing something that is good? Or on the contrary, do we sow something that will not reap any benefits for our soul? And that is overall the message that St. Paul is trying to give to us, these two Sundays back to back. This reminder of the fact of the things that we do in this life, they will bear consequences later on. So if we don't live a good life now, well, then it will bear the consequences later on in our life. God forbid that God will find us in that state at the end of our life. If that is the case, well, then the punishment will be hell. And so St. Paul is very stern in what he says. Stern in the fact of trying to get across to us that you have to understand that the things that you do in this life, they will bear consequences on your eternal salvation or eternal damnation. And if we don't see that, then we are missing out on truly what our lives are meant for here in this world. And here we are meant to try to get to heaven. We're to utilize the things of this world in order to get to heaven. And so that is why St. Paul tells us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. We may fool the people that are around us. We may even fool the priest. He's still human. We can fool the people around us, but we will never fool Almighty God. God sees clearly how we act, what we do, what we think. God sees all of our inner thoughts. And so, yes, we can deceive the people around us. People may think of what a holy and generous person we are, but God may know otherwise. And that is what is interesting when we see what St. Paul says. If a man thinks himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself. And so if we are fooled, if we fool ourselves into thinking of how we are something, and yet we are nothing, then we're deceiving ourselves, and yet God is not deceived. God is not deceived by these things. And so therefore, yes, we will suffer the eternal consequences of that. Because it's interesting to get into the terminology and to understand. If a Catholic is one that is integral, that everything that they do, it comes of their Catholic life. And then the opposite of that is someone that is called a nominal Catholic. They are in name only a Catholic. And that is the dangerous thing for all of us, to consider that, yes, we are Catholic, and so therefore we're on the path of salvation. It is not that easy, as St. Paul says. We cannot deceive ourselves into thinking that. That is why we must pray for the grace to understand and to see our soul as God sees it. It is a grace from God to have that opportunity. Otherwise, that is why many of the spiritual authors have said no one is a good judge of their own soul. Why is that? Because we can deceive ourselves. We can think that we are better off than we are. Granted, you can have the two extremes. You can have someone that thinks they're wonderful, they look in the mirror and think that they're going to heaven, that they're a saint. Or you can have the opposite of where someone just thinks everything that they do is wrong. We have to have the balance in between that. That is why it is necessary then to pray for the graces that God gives to us to see our soul as he sees it. To truly have a good idea of where we stand before the eyes of God. Otherwise, we will deceive ourselves. So St. Paul goes on to say that what one sows in the flesh, they will reap corruption. If one sows in the spirit, well, then they will reap life everlasting. It's as simple as that. But all of us know that it is hard to put that into practice in our own lives. But by putting it into practice, by trying each day for that, that is where the graces will come for us. But as I say, if we just fool ourselves into thinking that coming to Sunday Mass and that's it, we're going to heaven, we are fooling ourselves. Our Catholic life must be one that is integral. It must be something that is part of our everyday life, every day, all day. Too often people fall under the pretext of thinking, well, these things are okay. They do things that are really contrary to the laws of God. But they convince themselves that it's okay, well, either I can go to confession or at least I'm coming to Mass on Sunday. We have to be careful of that mentality. I mean, St. Paul is very clear of saying you must walk in the Spirit of God. I mean, again, he doesn't tell us you must walk in the Spirit of God on Sundays. Sundays and holy days. Otherwise, well, you're left up to your own. God does not say that. And too often, I think people, all of us, we have the tendency of little by little falling short. Falling short of what God expects from us. Because we don't have this good idea, we don't have this understanding of what we must do in our lives. But as I say, be not deceived, God is not mocked. And how long do we think we can carry this game on? And how long do we think that God will give to us in this life? We know not the day nor the hour. So why do we consistently fall into that pattern? And granted, we're weak because of original sin, yes. But that is something that we must battle every day. It is a combat that we are in every day of our life. And the difficult thing will be is if we get tired of that battle and we give up for a while, where does that leave our soul? At that point, then we are sowing the seeds of the flesh. So therefore, we will reap corruption. And so we must be careful of that mentality. I mean, yes, it is a hard life. It is difficult at times. But the reward will be worth it. As I mentioned to you last Sunday, I believe, and again in St. Paul, you know, eye hath not seen, ear not had heard what God has in store for us. And so that reward is something that is, we can't even comprehend. It is nothing in comparison to the things of this world. Everything in this world will fall short of what God has in store for us in heaven. And so, granted, if there are things in this life that we appreciate, that we like, we want to have, all we have to do is to magnify them and to think, this is what God has in store for us. This is what God is offering to us if we try to live a good life here. But if we don't, we're sowing the seeds that will reap corruption for us. And that is why it is good to examine our lives. It is good for us to examine how are we living our lives. Is it pleasing to God or is it not? And as I say, to pray for that grace, to try to see your soul as God sees it. Because yes, no one is a good judge of their own soul. That is why we need to go to confession. We need to have the confessor to help us, to bring us closer to God. Because yes, we do not know the time, nor the day, nor the hour. And St. Paul even reminds us of that in this epistle. While you have the time, well, he's telling us, you have no idea how long you will have. You have no clue of when God will call you. And so he's saying, while you have the time, work on it now. Don't wait. And too often we wait for some sign from God that there may be an end coming, and whether a disease, whether cancer, something, and then all of a sudden at that point, then we change our lives. Or you think about the different catastrophes that happen in the world. God is sending those as a gentle reminder to us. I mean, it is a wake-up call for all of us. I mean, to the world, they sometimes just laugh it off. They don't even think anything of it. For some people, yes, they'll start going back to Mass for a little while, and then it'll slowly drop off until the next catastrophe will happen, the next major event, and then they'll come back to Mass again for a little while. We cannot be like that. We have to see that these warning signs from God are there for us to try to help us to make sure that we're on the right path. As I say, it is like a wake-up call for us. But too often, we set the snooze button, evidently. We don't hear the wake-up call. We pass it by. And then what? St. Paul tells us, while you have the time, work on this. Do not be one that is just a nominal Catholic, that is in name only. You must be one that is willing to live your life according to God's laws every day of your life. We cannot take a vacation from that. Because if we take a vacation from that, God forbid. And so pray for these graces. Ask for these graces from God that you truly do walk in the Spirit. That is not just empty words to you, but you do truly walk in the Spirit of God every day of your life. Because then at that point, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear that when God calls us, he will find us ready at that point. And that is how we must live our lives. We must live our lives that if God were to call us, he would find us ready. And if we're not in that state, examine yourself now and then take advantage of the confessional times. Take advantage of what is being offered to you. I know in some ways it is difficult maybe to get to the schedule now because it's so new to you. You're used to just having things on the weekend. But take advantage of what you have. Take advantage of what God is offering to your souls. Because that is how we will make a difference. That is how we will sow good seed, whether in our families or for our own soul itself. But if not, we will go like the rest of the world. We'll be Catholic in name only, and what does that get us? Will not help us when on Judgment Day God asks us, and we just say, well, I'm Catholic. And God will say, but you lived your life opposed to my laws, but I'm Catholic. It's not going to help us. If anything, it will show that we were given much more, and so more is expected of us. So truly, understand that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.